Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Cassie Pearson, Knoxville School Superintendent, and Craig Mobley about the latest Knoxville School Board meeting.
With Cassie Pearson, Knoxville School Superintendent, and Craig Mobley, Knoxville Business Manager, as we talk about the most recent Knoxville School Board meeting. And Cassie, you want to start this off with talking about Miss Mary Strawberry. There's a presentation.
There was. We are so fortunate to have a partnership with Knoxville Food Youth Initiative, and Verlin Goodike was at our meeting to present the board with a donation of $2,000 towards our Miss Mary Strawberry program. And Miss Mary Strawberry is Mary Hannah. She comes into our elementaries on a regular basis and really just visits and teaches them about healthy eating. And she comes in costume. I think for many years now, kids continue to talk about how wonderful Miss Mary Strawberry is and all the things that she taught them when they were in elementary. And we are so delighted that KFYI also values this program and appreciate getting a donation from them to keep it going and expand on it.
So it's pretty much a nutrition thing for elementary kids?
It is.
That sounds like a neat little piece.
It is, and Knoxville Food Youth Initiative, Verlin had mentioned, served over 50,000 meals over the summer to children in Knoxville, as well as Bussey and Melcher Dallas and Pleasantville, and we are so grateful for, you know, for their service and their commitment to making sure our students have healthy meals and enough meals to go through the summer when school isn't in session. And then they also help us with our food pantry during the school year. And so this program about healthy eating really, I think, fits well with their mission and the things they try to do. So it was a pleasure to see Verlin last night. And Miss Mary and her husband Brent joined us as well. So it was just a great celebration for us.
And Verlin is with the Knoxville Food Youth Initiative, right?
Yes.
Well, let's go on down the list here and talk about the website, correct?
Yeah, so our current agreement with our current website host is coming up, and we've, you know, taken some time to look at some features and some options that work well with our website, but then some things that we'd like to see improved or like to see change, or some features that we would like to have and just aren't available with our current provider. So we've been looking at this, been talking to some, our company that we work with for PR, and getting their opinions. So we landed on a company called Aptigy, a company that does a lot of website design, app design, website hosting for K-12 school districts throughout the country, and really will allow us to go through a design process and also have an app and a program called ThrillShare that will allow us to do a lot more positive marketing for our school district, along with positive communications throughout our district and throughout the patrons of our district, whether it be students, parents, or just citizens of the district. So more to come on this as we get into the design phase and app development stage with Aptigy. So more information should be coming out real soon on this.
And I knew there was some discussion on who would own the site.
Yeah, and I think that's just more of maybe some misunderstanding, but really with any of these companies that help you develop or host a website for you, they own really kind of the website because they're the one hosting it. However, all of the content is owned by the school district.
And I know we follow that with certified enrollment. Kathy, I'll let you chat about that.
Yes, so in the state of Iowa, school districts receive money for all students who live within their district boundaries. So for Knoxville this year, we actually are up over 7 students who are living in our district. So that money will come in to us. And the strong majority of those students go to school here in Knoxville, but we do have a group of students that have chosen to open enroll into other school districts. And so that money then is paid out to those other school districts. They invoice us for the year for serving those students. And so we are actually serving a few less students this year than we have in the past.
Next, we had approval of 22-23 offerings.
Yes, so every fall we get ready to take a look at what our high school courses will be for the following year. And for the most part, everything looks the same, with an addition of the small business management class through DMAC that we will be offering next year. That is a course we offer every other year. So we're putting it back in for the 23-24 school year.
Okay, then we talked about first read of policies.
Yes, and there were quite a few of them. So every year, school districts are required to review a certain portion of their policies. And so we always do a first read, and then we'll do a second read at our next board meeting, and that just allows our community members and our staff to take a little bit more time to read through those and get in contact with the board if there's any questions that they have.
And we'll wrap up talking about some vacation time for the holidays.
Yes, so we are getting close to Thanksgiving, and we are very thankful for all the things that our school district has been given in all of the support that we receive from our community members. And our kids will go to school on Monday and Tuesday, and then they will receive a 5-day Thanksgiving break, which I think they are very thankful for.
You bet. Breaks are always nice, aren't they?
They are.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson and Craig Mobley for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.